God be the glory. I'm glad to be a vessel of honor in God's hands, bringing you the way of God today. Now, I've always told you the way of God is the Word of God. It's my pleasure and, of course, a privilege, and I understand that it is a privilege to share the Word of God with you. And today, I am especially going to be talking about divine leading. Divine leading, allowing your leading to come from above, allowing your guidance to come from above, allowing the person who is instructing you, who's telling you what to do, who's telling you where to go, to be the Lord God Almighty, enjoying divine leading. You can enjoy the fellowship of the Holy Spirit such that He begins to lead you the way you ought to go. I can enjoy the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You know, before a service is over, usually we Christians will send ourselves off with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the sweet companionship of the Holy Spirit be with you, be with me, and we say from now and evermore. And that's where I want to zero in today, the companionship of the Holy Spirit. When you have a friend that is actually useful to you, then you know you have a real friend. When you have a friend that can guide you in the right way to go, the right path to follow, then you know you have a true friend. And the most true friend is the Holy Spirit. He ought to be your best friend. He ought to be the one that is guiding you, the one that is leading you, the one that is telling you what to do, what step to take, what to say, when to speak, when not to speak, what direction you should go. So the companionship of the Holy Spirit is essential. The friendship of the Holy Spirit, the relationship that you ought to have, that the Holy Spirit is actually guiding you every step of the way. This is essential. And this is what the Lord is laying on my heart to teach today, that it may be of benefit to you. You cannot go alone. Neither can you go by the directives of friends or families or some others. It is the Holy Spirit that can guide you in the way you ought to go. Now, let's begin with a scripture. Romans chapter number 8, verse 14. I'll just turn there. If you are in a position to get your Bible, go ahead and do that so we can enjoy this together. But if your Bible is not available, listen carefully, and I do know that the Lord will speak to you. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Now, this is what the Bible says. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. What are we saying? You need to be a child of God. Or maybe let me rephrase that. You may call yourself a child of God, as I do call myself a child of God. The question is, does Romans chapter 8 verse 14 hold true in our lives? What does Romans 8 14 say? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. So if I claim, and if you claim, if anybody on the face of the earth claims to be a child of God, we must ensure, are they led by the Spirit of God? Ask yourself, examine yourself. Are you led by the Spirit of God, or you are led by your emotions? Are you led by circumstances? Are you led by the pressure that surrounds you as a student, as a man, as a woman, as the boss at work, as the pastor in your church, and you're under certain pressure? Is that what leads? Is that what informs the decisions that you make? That is the question. Because only those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the ones that qualify to be called the children of God. They're the ones who can call themselves the children of God. They're the ones that the heavens will recognize as the children of God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as you're listening to this word of life, that the grace for you to surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, that you will begin to listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say concerning a matter before you go into it, that you will form the attitude of inquiring of the Holy Spirit, praying to the Lord God Almighty and saying, Spirit of God, shall I go? Shall I take this step? And I guarantee you, once you begin with such habit of asking the Holy Spirit to lead you, you can never miss the way. You can never miss the mark. You will not make mistakes. You will not walk in darkness or in confusion, because the Holy Spirit is our helper. Now, let me ask you, let me just raise this question. What exactly does it mean to be led? What does it mean to be led? Now, we look into the dictionary, and what we read there is to lead is to have someone going before you while you are following. If someone is ahead of you and you're following their footsteps, you're following their directives, then you are being led. Someone may be ahead of you, but you're not doing what they're doing. You're not listening to what they're saying. You're not taking any instructions or orders from them. Then they are not leading you and you're not being led. You're on your own. But to be led means to have someone, in this case, the Holy Spirit, right, be in front of you, going and you're following him. To have someone, in this case, the Holy Spirit of the living God, giving you instruction and you are following it. So long as you are following the instruction, then you are being led. So long as you are doing what you are guided to do, then you are being led. So long as you are saying only what you are told to say, then you are being led. I hope you understand that. This is simply what it means to be led. Let me take us to the book of Exodus in the Bible, chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22 shows us something, and I'm going to read it out loud now. And the Bible says, and the Lord went before them. Very important. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and by night. Verse 22. The Lord God did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Now, this is what I'm saying. When the Israelites were being led, or when they were traveling, let me put it that way before we get to the leading part of it, they were traveling, right, coming out of Egypt. Exodus means coming out, right? You're coming out and you're going into freedom. When they were coming out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness, they were traveling, right? They've never been in that wilderness before. They've never traveled that route before. They've never been in that situation before. So they needed somebody to guide them, to lead them. Even Moses, their leader, needed a leader. That's why the first time God called on Moses to give him the assignment of leading the people out from Egypt, Moses asked, "Sir, who shall I say sent me?" And God responded, "Just tell them the I am." "Oh, sir, would you go with me?" "Okay, because you gotta go with me." And then he said, "Yes, I'm gonna go. I'll go with you. I'll go ahead of you." All right. So now when Moses took on the job of leading the people, God made sure that he was going ahead of him, ahead of the people. And the Lord went before them. Okay? If the Lord did not go before them, the people will be in darkness and the people will be in confusion. Now, during the day, it will be in confusion. Which direction do we go now? What do we do now? Right? But the Lord did not allow them to be in confusion. At night, the place will be dark. And what do we do? Where do we go? What's the next step? The Lord made sure that there was light. Anytime you allow yourself to follow God, through His Spirit, He will guide you. You will not be in darkness. You will not be in confusion. He will not let you to be alone without any leading. So, the first set of people that God used as an example of His people, right? He led them by the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire. What am I saying? The point here in Exodus 13 verse 21 and 22 is that God went before them. God will wants to go before you. God wants to be your guide. He wants to be your instructor and you just follow instruction. He wants to be the one who is ahead of you. He wants to take the step and you just take the step after him. Then you'll never miss it. You'll never miss it. For you will be doing His will because He is the one who is leading you. Then Romans chapter 8 verse 14 comes back to play. As many as are being led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. God wants you to remain His child. And the way to remain the child of God is to allow the Spirit of God to be your leader. Now, the word lead means to go before. It means to show the way. It means to escort. It means to escort. You know, I just had an experience not too long ago, just a few months when my father passed away, and we wanted to take him, take his body from one city to another city, and it was far. Actually, quite a lot, many cities we had to take him because he lived his life for God, and all those cities, they just wanted to see him before his body was laid to rest. So we had police escort, we had security people in the escort, we had road safety personnel, we had lots of officials that were going ahead of us, right? They were going ahead of us. Whatever speed they kept, that's the speed we had to keep. Whichever direction they went, that was the direction we had to go. And so under the leading of these officers, by following this, having this escort, number one, we weren't going to miss the way. Number two, dangers were not going to come around us because these are government officials going ahead of us. So everybody just gotta just make way for this convoy that is coming, right? This is what the Holy Spirit does. When you allow Him to go ahead of you, He will escort you along your way. So danger cannot come near you because of security of the Holy Spirit. When you allow the Holy Spirit to escort you, yeah, He knows the way. So you're not going to miss the way. When you allow the Holy Spirit to escort you, to lead you, when you allow yourself to enjoy divine leading, godly leading, you will only be going the place where God wants you to go. You'll be taking the step God wants you to take, and you'll be going at the pace of God. Going at the pace of God. In that little experience that I was talking about, some of those officers that were escorting us were on the motorbike, on the police motorbike. Alright, so whatever speed that motorbike was going, that's how we were going. And other times, he will slow down. And officers that were in the vehicles also, all these things worked together for our own security and help. So when the Holy Spirit is leading you, He might slow you down in certain areas because He knows that terrain. He knows if I should let you take this step right now, this is what could happen that would not bring praise to God, right? So He might slow you down. And there are times when the Holy Spirit may speed you up because this is time now to achieve this particular goal that the Lord will be exalted in your life. I'm still trying to define the word leading. When you allow the escort, when you allow the Holy Spirit to be the escort and you are following, you are being led and you are a true child of God. To allow God to go before you and you are coming behind Him. That is what it means to be led and to be enjoying the leading. I see another possible meaning. It says it is to conduct by holding hands, right? You and I can walk in the realm where the Holy Spirit is holding our hands and guiding us the way we ought to go. I can cite an example we found in Genesis chapter number 19. Genesis 19, there is a story there. Verse 16 alone is good, but the whole chapter will give you the picture of this man by the name of Lot, L-O-T, a relative of Father Abraham. And now the Lord ministered, again this is leading, the Lord led Abraham to go to that city where Lot and his family resided, to help rescue them because there was imminent danger, right? The Lord led His angels to go to Lot to rescue him and his family because there was imminent danger. Sodom and Gomorrah is known, as the Bible tells us, as a city that allowed sin. They allowed sin, and God said He was going to burn down, He was going to destroy that city because they allowed sin, they perpetrated sin. And there was this man, Lot and his family, that God wanted to rescue them. Let me read to you verse 14 all the way to 16 or thereabout. Genesis chapter number 19. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law and who had married his daughters, and he said, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-law he seemed to be joking. They didn't take him to be saying anything seriously. God wants to destroy this nation. What are you talking about? That was the attitude. Verse 15. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry. They said, hurry, hurry, arise, arise. Take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of this city. Verse 16. And while he lingered, while Lot lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. When you are being led by the Spirit of God, God will take hold of your hand if you're still being lazy, but because you are his own. If you're still lingering, but because he loves you. If you're still hesitating, but because he cares about you, he will go to the extent of holding your hand, pulling you up and say, come on, let's go. There is a better place for you. There is a better time for you. There is a better future for you. This is what leading means. Enjoying divine leading. It is a realm you can enter into. It is a realm your family can enter into. It is a realm that your church can enter into. The realm of enjoying divine leading. So, Lot enjoyed this. By the angels of God not neglecting him because he and his family members were hesitating, they actually held his hand, pulled him out. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will always enjoy the mercies of God, that by his mercies, he will pull you out of every imminent danger in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever danger is looming over you that you are not aware of, the hand of God can come to pull you out of it. And maybe you are aware of it, but you think you still got time. The love of God will pull you out of it and lead you outside of the danger zone. This is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. I just wanted to cite that example that you may also see how God can lead his people, and when he's leading his people, how we are in enjoyment. All right, to be led is to have someone that you are following, someone whose instructions you take, yeah, someone whose guidelines you follow. And in this case, I recommend divine guidance, divine leading, which is leading by the Holy Spirit. He will escort you. He will go before you as he went before the Israelites. He will hold your hand and pull you out of danger as he did for Lot and his family members. To God be praise. Who? Let me ask you another question. First, we treated the question, what it means to be led. What does the word leading mean? Another question I think we ought to raise is, who should be leading? I think that's clear. I think we already got a clue to that from Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Who should be leading? The Holy Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the ones who are called the children of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the ones who are the children of God. So it is the Holy Spirit that should be leading you. I am encouraging you to begin to pray for the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. So you need to be led by the person who knows the mind of God so that you can do the will of God. The Holy Spirit does not only serve as our comforter when we are sad, when we are sorrowful, all right? He also serves as our guide, our leader, all right? The Holy Spirit does not only give us the Spirit, the gift of, does not only work in us using the gift of administration or enabling us for the ministry of help or various other ways that we know that the Holy Spirit moves. He does not only give the gift of prophecy or the gift miracles or the gift of healing. Yes, the Holy Spirit gives all of these. He does this, but He also leads God's people. Are you being led? Who's leading you? Your emotions? Your mind? Your parents? Your teacher? The government, societal pressure, taking decision in the spur of a moment without consulting the Lord. Is that what's going on? If that's what it is, you're missing it. You need to consult with the Holy Spirit. Let Him guide you. Let Him tell you what to do. Those who are being led by the Spirit of God, they are the only ones who have the right to be called for children of God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will never be left alone. You will never live without the Holy Spirit. That you will never dash your foot against stone. You will no longer make mistakes. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will be the light and the guide for you.